forever.
Hi, Dad.
How are
you? Really good. How are you?
Really good.
Really great week. We're seeing sun. We're seeing rain, honey. We're getting it all.
I got vitamin D. I feel amazing.
You look tan.
Do I?
Yep.
I do too. Yeah, you look good.
I know. It's like bad.
Well,
go on.
Betsy, I gotta tell you something.
Hit me with it, sister.
And I think you're feeling the same thing.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not.
Okay, I was waiting for that second part.
I know.
I'm done with something kind of big.
I am too. That's so interesting. I'm totally done with something big.
Okay.
Go on.
I'm done with the pod.
Yeah, I'm done with the pod too. You guys, I know you're not going to believe it, but this, we've decided, is going to be our last episode of Done.
Don't cry.
It's sad. And I might cry at some point.
Don't make me cry.
I know. It's hard.
For those of you asking, were you canceled? The answer is actually, surprisingly, no, we weren't.
Absolutely not. Joe and Alex, no, I will literally kick their ass to hell if they ever tried that show. But no, we're not canceled. But you're saying, why are you done with Done? And here's why. Me and Dare, we need to move on to the next step, whatever that means for us. Making movies, making TV, whatever it is. We just need to concentrate on something new creatively.
And we've had so much fun just shit-talking the world with all of our listeners, all of our guests, especially with our producer, Emma.
Thanks, Emma.
So thank you guys for listening, and see you later.
See you later. But first, let's get a little episode in.
We'll get an episode in.
So here's the thing. We're done with the pod. We're moving on to the next chapter. But here's the thing. You can still message us. You can still email us. You can still say hi to us on the street. That's never happened, but we're hoping that one day maybe it will.
Sometimes I think people recognize me, and then I realize it's because, like, my fly is down.
Oh.
And there's toilet paper hanging on my
ass. Oh, my God. I mean, there's always a thought that runs through my mind that my bush is hanging out.
Me too. I didn't want to say that, but you went there.
I know. At work, I always come out of the bathroom and I swear people are looking at my crotch and they can see it.
No. Can we please share a story really quick? It's the last pod. Why can't I speak? I keep calling you episode and the episode Betsy. It's the last pod episode.
Okay. I know. Okay.
So let's just say me and episode Betsy were on a phone call and it got kind of silent on her end. And to your credit, I was kind of feeling myself talking like.
So Dara and I do a lot of conference calls with other. There's always a third person on the line. Sometimes I'm feeling my damn self and Dara just has to shut up and let me go.
It's true.
And when I know Dara's feeling herself, I just got to shut up and let her go. And she was really feeling herself. 45 minutes into the call, I knew there was no stopping now. So I'm like itching my crotch and I'm like, oh yeah, I have to like cut my bush.
My experience is that it went radio silent on that end. So obviously this made me go harder into the feeling myself like vibe. And then I get a text that Betsy's what Betsy's been up to.
Well, because I was like, well, they're not going to stop anytime soon. They're really having a great back and forth. I'm just going to do a little trimmy, trim, trim, trimmy, trim, trim, trim.
Trim, trimminy, trim, trimminy, trim, trim,
and guess what?
Trimmy.
I had a great time. That's taken care of. No one was hurt in the process.
Can I ask where you trim your pubes over?
Over the toilet.
Okay.
What do you? Oh, I guess, yeah.
I've done it over a tiny garbage can before.
Dara, that's not going to work.
I'm so scared that my toilet's going to clog because of my pubes.
Well, I was too. And you have to do like 5 flushes. Right. I know. Look, you don't have to look at me like that.
I'm proud of you. I'm glad you were multitasking.
And I don't know what Ryan's going to walk into, but I think he may like what he sees. It's gross. Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for being open.
What kind of scissors are you using?
I can't really talk about that part.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Okay, okay. So now's the last time ever, maybe, that we're going to do our favorite portion of the show, which is called Other People's Duns. And that's where you guys have submitted your duns to us over Instagram and Twitter. And now we're going to read them to the world.
But first, a live rendition of the famously recorded amazing song, Other People's Duns.
That we clearly made up ourselves and no one helped us with. And that will be very clear in 1 second.
Other people's duns, not mine, not yours. Other people's duns, I'm done for sure. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not me.
Yeah, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not me.
Other people's duns, not mine, not yours. Other people's duns, I'm done for sure. Was that cool?
Really good.
Let's go. Let's hit it.
Okay. Blue Shirt Club is...
Oh, Blue Shirt Club hit me too.
Okay. Well, he's done with squeegees at gas stations smelling like literal shit. I always use them because I'm always pining for that cream on the inside. Clean on the outside. Ice cream paint job.
I feel like this is referencing shit that we do not understand.
I agree. But also not done with it at all since I can't smell it from the inside of my car. So I could be squeegeeing with the actual shit. And as long as it's looking clean, you better believe I'm still using it. Peace and blessings from Daisy in Atlanta. And honestly, Daisy, keep using it. Keep squeegeeing. And if it is shit, who cares? As long as it shines.
Oh my God. Can I get a bumper sticker of that?
A bumper sticker?
If it is shit, who cares? As long as it shines. Carly is done with, get this, influencers.
Me too. And now, Dara, during Housewives, all of the commercials are supposed to look like influencers on Instagram. Like all of the commercials for me are women who are supposed to look like they filmed it themselves promoting like stupid products.
I get served like Viagra commercials by men who like are influencers.
It's like they look like they're setting up the camera and they're like, hey guys, it's me. I absolutely love the new whatever.
I've seen that, but it's for like weird like.
Yeah.
Like those weird like. Kangaroo.com websites to buy like used furniture.
But even for like Zola or other things that we know.
What the fuck is up with Zola's advertising?
Horrible. Have us do it.
Oh my God.
Zola needs to hire us for the acting, for the writing, for the producing, for the shooting, and we need to run the company.
Here's the thing. Zola has a great product. You're using
Honey,
it.
I'm obsessed. I can't stop telling everyone about it. And me in real life telling people about it better than the commercials.
So good. The commercials are literally compost trash garbage.
Can I just ask you, why was your wedding so good?
One like, secret, Zola.
And it's really also, scary.
What's her face? Leah Michelle, like the worst acting job I've ever seen in my life. And I love her.
I never saw her do it.
Oh, she does it. She's like, couldn't have done it without Zola. And it's like, she's clearly being paid to do this and not happy to be there.
I think we should email them. I'm going to write it down.
Okay, write it down. Okay, Betsy's writing it down. Can we get a mic over her pen movement? Okay, she wrote Zola ad star star.
And then I'm going to do, we need to make. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay. So, Lewis is done with when someone says, oh, tell that story you told me earlier in front of a group of people and looks at you with an expectant face and you aren't ready and tell it and it's boring AF and you're embarrassed and resentful.
Oh my God, I do that to people all the time.
Dara, so do I.
I'm like, this is a way to get this introvert into this conversation.
Well, I'm like, I really loved that story and I think this person would love it too. And it's a great way to get people involved. Like if you're in an awkward group, it's a great segue.
Right. And if it's an appropriate story, it's not like, tell me that time you like walked into a key party and cheated on your wife.
Right. And your dick was sucked all the way to hell. I don't care.
Tell me that story. Your dick was sucked all the way to hell.
What Jesus was the devil Christ. Like?
What's the devil like? Does he give good hub?
Look, honey, I mean, sure, some people would like that, but not all. So just be careful where you're doing that. But if it's a story about how you're at the grocery store fighting over the last bag of tiny avocados, I'll listen.
So I'm at the grocery store and there's one bag of tiny avocados
Have you
left.
Seen those?
Actually, no. And I'm confused.
I can't stop. They're this big.
Ew, why are you dealing with those? How big is the pet?
That big too.
How big is the pet? Ew, so you're getting like half a like centimeter.
You basically crack the pit open and there's a tiny little bite of avocado.
So this person's done with live photos and Apple's truly insane need to trademark it by forcing us to capitalize on it with autocorrect and using an apostrophe. I don't get it. Why is there an apostrophe? I agree. I hate that Apple autocorrects you to like trademark their own language.
Me too.
And also like sometimes you're trying to type a normal word. You're trying to type like heart and it's like for chart. Like it like corrects it with something that like isn't in your native tongue.
For some reason now when I type done, it goes D period, O period, N period, E period.
I like that.
I know. Me too. Kelsey's done with aloof selfies. Look at the camera. You're holding the phone up to your own face.
Honey, get on the train or get off.
Look, honey, choo-choo. I'm also into it.
I don't know how to take an aloof selfie. I know that to look good in a selfie, I read you're supposed to crop out half of your body.
She says this all the time.
Which is hard to do. But if I could look aloof in a selfie, babe, I'd be doing it all the time. Oh, I look please. Too present, too hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Steph is done. Steph is done with a hair clip trend, which I happen to be wearing right now, which I purchased on Amazon.com. And I'm really excited about it.
They look great.
Steph, I think.
Steph, just listen.
I like infantilizing myself. I'm like getting to the age where I'm just like, I just want to look like a baby. And these make me feel younger and happier. And you can buy them. Don't buy them on Instagram, you big dumb idiots. Get them on Amazon for like $16. They send you 4,000.
Honey, that's what I'm saying.
Did I look cute at your shower or dumb?
So cute.
Did everyone say I looked dumb?
No.
Let's just say I wore a clip.
I only got literal great compliments about you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Dan is done with having to pay attention / care about celebrities having babies.
Yeah. It's been a big baby month. We had Amy Schumer had her baby. We had the royal baby. Yeah.
Oh.
She posted like, it's my royal baby.
That's cute.
I like the trend where it's going because I feel like motherhood and parenthood is just so, like the ideas of it are so fucked up in this society. So I like that Amy Schumer and like Atlee Wong are using like their babies to bring awareness to like what parenthood really means.
Yeah, I think so too. I feel like Amy Schumer's has been so honest about how horrible her pregnancy is. And what she posted recently was like, yep, still pregnant, still miserable or whatever. But it's like, it's your body. Everyone's body's different and not everyone has to pretend to enjoy it.
And it's okay if you enjoy it.
And you're not, being offensive to the baby inside of you.
Right.
You're like, my body hurts.
Yeah. Or even, like, if you're a baby who's annoying, like, I don't know. Like, no one's mad at the baby. Except for psycho people. But Kim Kardashian also, like, had a surrogate two times. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just very – I'm sorry I'm saying I'm not done with things people are done with.
It's okay.
I get it. It's inundating.
This is a thing that we do now.
Yeah. It's crazy. Celebrity culture is crazy. It's crazy that people make you care about things like the royal family, but I don't know. It's, yeah, I get it. I'm done with it, I guess.
I think the royal family thing gets intense at some times.
But it's, Meghan Markle's cool.
I love her.
Okay. And she and Harry look exactly alike.
No.
Also, did you know Will cheated on Kate?
When?
Could you imagine an uglier man cheating on a more beautiful woman?
Listen to me. When?
Throughout all of their dating.
Does he cheat now?
Apparently, yes.
No, he doesn't.
Apparently. Google it.
With who, Dara?
Harlots. I don't know.
But it doesn't matter.
The like, ladies' maids.
Wait,
like whoever's
what do you
around.
Think their relationship is like?
I think she's like, yeah, go fucking get your dick sucked to hell. I'm like living my life.
Do you think her and Meghan secretly talk about like, ugh, who fucking cares? Do you think?
No, I think Meghan's really happy. I think Meghan's really
like,
happy.
Do you think they've ever talked about the cheating?
That's a really good question. And as someone who's really close with a family, I'm going to say no.
We both married into the family.
Harry is not cheating.
Have you ever felt inferior to like blah, 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 blah? Do you think they've ever talked about that? And like gotten drunk together and opened up?
I bet Megan's asked Kate that. And Kate was like, honey, I am not going there with you. And then it stopped there. And then Kate... So, like, Kate plays this, like, she's better than Megan, but really, like,
but
her relationship's inferior.
But do you think she thinks that? I like Kate.
I like Kate, too, but I actually,
but
like...
But she has to be that way a little bit.
Yeah.
She has to.
If I were one of them, I think I'd be Kate. I'd be the one who's, like, not as cool who wears hose, okay?
Who do you think I'd be? Kate.
Kate.
I do, too. I feel like Kate.
No, you're vegan, so you might be Megan.
Is Megan vegan?
I don't think so, but she's like border. She's going.
I
in that
feel
direction.
Like Kate though, like it, like seeing them together. I'm like just,
right, like you guys. Like I joined this, and I was like, I knew the rules, and I followed the rules, and like you're coming in and making me look like a big dumb idiot.
That's literally what I think.
Like, that's how I. My fucking life. It's like I followed the rules,
and you have to get in the same way I got in, and it's not fair that you get to be so free and still get in.
Right, like they're stargazing and. Tanzania and Kate's, you know, and Kate, this pisses me off. No one talks about this anymore. All the nude photographs they took of her.
I don't know what you mean.
Someone, she was like sunbathing without her top on, and someone with like a crazy lens, like paparazzi, snapped a photo of her from miles away or whatever, and that was blasted everywhere.
She should be able to sue for harassment or something.
It makes me so sad.
It is sad. Like, she literally, but also as Kate, you can't sunbathe without a top on. That's your life now.
She thought, right, now she learned that the hard way.
I mean, the Kardashians would have done it anyway.
Did you see Kim at the Met Gala?
It looked scary. Dara.
I was freaked out and
I
not
am
happy.
Too. I think Kylie looked great. I think Kendall looked. I was in for Kendall.
Boring, 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 boring.
You're a bitch. I was in for Kendall. Kim, I was scared, and I made the person who had the picture pulled up put it away because it was freaking me out. I really didn't like it. What was happening?
Her waist was cinched to a point that was like, can we not ask? Like, when you do this, other women do this.
And I was thinking while looking at all of these pictures from the Met Gala, how sick do you think they all felt? Because if I don't eat for 1 hour, I feel sick. Like, what do they eat? How can they just go there not eating for like weeks?
How do you know that?
Because models don't eat. And if you know you have a big event coming up, Kim, there was nothing in Kim's body. It was cinched so tight, there could truly be nothing in her system or it would come up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good
point. I mean, that's just in my mind and how I think a body works, but
yeah.
It looked scary.
It was so scary. I'm so glad we're on the same
page.
And
it was all sorts of like high flash photography that was like, oh, this is what she actually looks like. And seeing her body from all those different like points of view, I was like, this is really freaky. I really didn't like it.
Can I say a controversial opinion?
She looked amazing.
No, about Gaga.
You're a bitch. What is it?
I think Gaga looked like Gaga always does. And with camp as the theme, I think she should have gone the exact opposite. I think she should have shown
up.
But
what about the pink?
She always shows up like that. It wasn't like she was dressing up for them. I wanted her to be campy in a different way.
But she wasn't freaky.
No.
But a lot of people went freaky and she could have easily gone freaky.
I like Saoirse Ronan's dress.
I don't know if I saw.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Trevor is done. Okay, this is insane. Trevor is done with ice cream. Every time I don't want to share some, then I'm the bad guy. Okay, so you're done with people asking you to eat your ice cream. I agree. People asking for a lick is like, dude, ew. And I'm someone who like I want to eat from the same plate as, I don't have germ issues, but like ice cream people, get your own dollar cone.
That's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into that.
Don't be done with ice cream though.
You can't. It hasn't done anything to you. Just say you're sick, by the way. Or say, you sound sick, I don't want to share.
That's the way ruder way to go about
it. I know,
that.
But that's a big thing.
You sound sick.
That's how you get their ass, Dara. All right. Olivia, my cousin, said, why are sweet green salads like $12? Yes, I can make my own, but they're so much better pre-made.
$12, that's cheap. When I go to Sweet Green, it's like 18.
Well, I was reading an article today, obviously, on why the whole world is fat. And it's because McDonald's is $1 for a cheeseburger and Sweet Green's freaking $15. Mm-hmm. And now they don't take cash.
Yeah. Like, in Sweden, they don't take cash. And people are like, okay, so my money is worthless. That's what it does.
Wait, do they not have any money?
It's a cashless system, unless you're like, I'm sure, doing black market things.
But what about like flea markets? Did you go to any of the, what about the clog store?
Credit card, all of it, debit, credit.
Okay, well, Sweet Green, look, to go back to Sweet Green, organic, local, that's why they're raising up their prices.
Is it organic and local?
I think so. I don't know.
I don't know if it actually
is. I think
is.
I've been telling myself that because it's expensive. But I thought they use local ingredients.
But it's just as much as any salad you get.
Oh, if you go to the shit fucking deli down the street, they're charging you $15 for literal crap they found on the floor.
Okay, people. If you want to know how to meal prep, I've mastered this. Mm-hmm. I bring my lunch every day to work. It is my favorite moment of the day. I fucking love my lunch. Mm-hmm. I wrote a piece for it on PureWow. You can find it, okay? It is really helpful, my method. Even if you have food restrictions, it's mostly vegetarian.
And if you don't want to do it yourself, hire me to help you.
Oh, yeah, to do it.
I also make my own salads because it feels so good. You're like, I just made $10.
But it's never enough food for me. I need like 10,000 pounds of kale to feel full.
I know. Mm-hmm. Me too. Okay.
Horgan? Sorry, I think that's the last name. E. Horgan. When you're in line at a store and the person behind you keeps inching forward before the line moves.
Oh my God. This drives me fucking crazy.
There's a lot of politics that happen in a line that I would love to address right now because these are huge duns.
I would love to too. Wait,
oh my God. Okay. So me and Aaron were in line in Chicago at Dean and DeLuca of Chicago.
Okay.
And Betsy, I kid you not, it's an empty store. Betsy's shaking her head. We walk in. There is a woman waiting behind one person for the counter at the door. So there's about like 5 feet of space that she could be standing. And me and Aaron are just like between her and the literal door. And we're like, are you gonna move? And she refuses to move, which I respect, like that she made a choice and like stood with it. But like, I was like, what the hell is wrong with this lady? I've never been so upset in my life. And then when it was her turn to, like, go up to the register, it was like she had to jog there. It took so long.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know. I was like, maybe she's European, but I always learned in class that, like, they don't respect space.
Well, guess what?
Wait, that sounded really bad. When we studied Spanish, we always had these insane culture lessons, like, that went with, like, the Spanish language we were learning. And it was like, in Spain, they, like, think of space differently, so like people are more on top of each other in line. Mm-hmm. Whereas in America, we're more like, give me my own land.
And yeah,
like,
right.
But this was crazy. Like, it was crazy.
The Polish women at the Rite Aid on Manhattan Avenue are gonna get it. I swear to God, the next one who does it, I'm gonna record the conversation because they all act so crazy. It's like each woman is a tiny backpack on my back waiting to go to the register with me.
You're a Ninja Turtle, but of like an older Polish woman.
But there's no one else behind us. They're just on my ass.
I think that's me.
No, it's not you. I've seen you in a store. This is a whole new thing. One time they cut me and Ryan out of line. And we let them because we were scared.
Oh my God. When I was back in the North Shore of Chicago, I went to like this restaurant with my mom during the day for literal ladies who lunch. It was crazy, Betsy. Mm-hmm. And this woman, I'm like standing to put my name in. I'm clearly standing to put my name in. This little old lady comes up and she's just like, excuse me, I'll have a table for two. And I was like, well, she deserves
it. I know,
it.
I know. Like, when I see stuff like that, I love it.
I'm like, be her when I'm older.
And when I work at a restaurant, people pass by me and look for someone else to talk to. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I love it. They're so far back that they don't even think I can work here. Like, they think I'm just here to eat too. Okay.
Oh, kidoki.
Christina is so done with seeing people carrying and smoking jewels like it makes them look cool. I agree, Christina. Now there's different jewelry and things like that, and people think it's cooler to smoke jewels than cigarettes. And guess what, honey? They're both clogging up my air and I don't like it.
They're really bad for you, teens.
But, oh, have you seen the freaking jewel commercials? They're horrible. They talk about how bad smoking cigarettes are for you and that you should switch to Juul. And it's a woman who goes, I was addicted to cigarettes for 30 years. And now
I'm addicted to Juul.
Yeah, she goes, and now I smoke Juul and it's way better. And it's like, no.
Lincoln was addicted for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really scary because it's really bad for you.
My mom is addicted to cigarettes and then was addicted to Blues, which was e-cigarettes. And she's like, it's not as bad for you, but it is. Just chemicals straight to your brain.
What I told Lincoln was, I am not here for anything that is self-inflicted, i.e. if you don't wear sunscreen and you get skin cancer, I'm out the door. If you have lung cancer from smoking shit, I'm not helping you.
So he could just kick it?
Well, now he's like addicted to these other vape things, which aren't good either.
What is it?
I don't know. But he's like addicted. It's bad.
Okay.
I hate it.
I know. I hate it, too.
But do you know that everyone who works at Juul got like $1 million payout when they went public or something?
Of course
they did. Every person.
Of course they did.
Like, I wish I worked there.
Yeah, me too.
A. Nathaniel is done with people asking if we can share food at restaurants. I want my own. I'm an adult. This is a classic.
I witness this a lot. As a server, it's very awkward. And I want to say this. Figure it out before I have to witness it because I don't want to watch this conversation.
Read the room. Like, does the person want to share or do they want to eat their own tagliatelle? They probably want their own.
When you sit down and say, does everybody want to share? If someone says, I kind of want my own. Sometimes it gets weird.
They're not lying when they say that.
Just go with it. If they want their own, let them get their own.
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe consider getting your own for once in your goddamn fucking life.
And you know what? Life isn't having a little taste of everything, okay? It's really not.
Holy shit.
Life is not a buffet of everything you fucking want in front of your face.
It's this millennial ideology that you can have everything on the menu when really back in the day you had a job, you kept it for your whole goddamn life. Yep. Order the pasta, eat it for yourself.
Yep. And guess what? For dessert, we're not sharing ice cream.
Well, dessert you share, Bets.
Not ice cream.
Oh, we ain't sharing ice cream. Not in my town. Not today.
If I do have to buy lunch, you know, you're finding my ass at an Essen because I do like that I can go to a buffet and have a little something of everything. And Whole Foods, too. I like a buffet. I like to pick a little something of everything.
Oh, me too. It's called a smorgasbord, and I fucking love it.
Right. And honestly, sue me. I love the soy chicken at Whole Foods. And that's why my boobs won't stop growing.
Oh, is that why?
I don't know. I'm giving myself breast cancer probably. All right.
Yeah, stop eating soy. Okay, Dev Kenny, done with sunburn.
Dev, we've gone over this. Honey, you're on a retinoid. You gotta wear an SPF.
She's on a retinoid, not wearing an SPF.
Yeah, the ordinary. We'll talk. If you guys want to know more about it, message me.
Yeah, ordinary burns my skin off, but I love it.
Me too. I did a skin peel last night by mistake.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, Lindsay is done with hair. It doesn't stop growing. Eyebrows, split ends, waxing, etc. Honey, you came to the right place. Dara, how's your laser removal going?
My laser's going fabulous.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm lasering every body part right now. They're like, we don't do that area.
So
I'm
this
like,
place is a good deal.
You do now. It's a great deal, but I guess I'm also more like financially able to just like throw money at problems these days.
Yeah, I love that.
So.
I'm doing that too. Go ahead.
Oh, me. Sam Reese is done with, this is a good one. She's done with being shushed.
Where? Where is Sam that she's being shushed? I'm the shusher.
Yeah, you are the shusher. Shh. Well, I will shush your ass in a movie theater.
If, me too. If you're loud enough. That's all I'm thinking. That's all I'm thinking.
But I'm scared they're going to take out a gun and put a bullet through my head. So I also.
That's a thing.
Okay.
Fino Bambino is done with seltzer water. Can you fools just drink out of the tap and get on with it? Honey. Fino Bambino, I'm drinking a seltzer right now. And I'll say this. It's a nice little treat.
I'm on his side, her side, their side.
Her, but, or their. But I like a little fizz. It's a little treat, especially if you don't drink soda or something. It's like, it kind of wakes me up. It feels really refreshing.
Okay. Julia Larson, ooh, she's done with essential oils. I feel like essential oils were like the 80s thing of what like we're doing today.
I know.
Like it's kind of like.
Wait, but for your body or for a room?
I think for your body. It's like really. I'm watching the early seasons of Atlanta and one of the ladies is like, I give my kids all these essential
oils. Wait, Real Housewives or Atlanta the show?
Oh, Real Housewives. Oh. Yeah. Both I want to watch.
Atlanta's so good.
Both Atlantas are really good.
Yeah, right.
Well, I haven't watched the Donald Glover one. Yeah. But yeah, and it's like feels so 80s, the essential oil thing. And I love something that's like such a throwback.
I do too.
But it's like, what's like ashwagandha stuff and like all that stuff? Like, collagen powder.
Right.
Like
right,
it feels
right.
Like.
Even like self tanner in high school, like Jergens. But everyone still uses it. But
people still use it and some people look really good.
I know. I think I might get it for my wedding.
I know one person who looks real. Be careful for your wedding because you just don't know.
I'll start now.
I would get a spray tan for your wedding.
I'm going to. People told me not to. I might get a test one tomorrow.
What do get you think? Get a test. That? I think you look good. Have a tan.
Well, so. My face is tan and the rest is pale is what everyone tells me. So I just want it to match.
Yeah, these women these days do amazing work. I would be like, I would look totally insane with one. That's why I didn't do it.
Well, my makeup artist said, like, you can go and get whatever, like, you can get this color, but it'll just do it all over your body and make it even.
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Chromatic living is done with my grandma switching diets every week.
That's a thing now, though. Everyone
grandma's
do
doing that.
No, but it's good that she cares.
I like that she cares. I'm into it.
Chet is done with that shitty cursive font that's on all wedding stuff.
Do you agree?
Too. Me and Chet have been sharing a lot of wedding stuff because it's very frustrating. Like there's one trend for 10 years and everyone has to follow it because everyone's lazy.
Darling Graham is done with existential dread.
Deep
and hard to get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine's on with men who stand in front of the elevator when you're trying to get out. It's psychotic. And also when they lock the shower gel behind the plastic doors at Duane Reade and you have to ask an employee.
Oh, God. I set those off and run away, honey.
No, you do?
Yep. And my deodorant is $1 and it sets off even for that.
Oh, okay. Wait. Laura Kate is done with parents referring to themselves. I think we might have covered this a long time ago. But as a girl mom or a boy mom?
Yeah. Isn't that creepy that now, like, more people are coming forward saying they're done with that? How could you let your child experience whatever they're feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you're like, I'm a boy mom, my son's a boy, and then one day he says, I don't feel like a boy anymore, you're going to feel real fucking bad.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm not B-O-Y, I'm B-O-I, bitch.
It's called boy.
I'm a fuck boy.
Like, oh, that's just like setting yourself up for something.
Something creepy.
I don't like it.
No me gusta.
But also, just say, why are people in their Instagrams? You know, I love Little People, Big World, you guys.
Right.
The new season, we're off to a great start. I'm on episode 5. I'm all caught up and things are really tense. And the thing with that is, I'm on their Instagrams a lot and seeing people who like their stuff and seeing them post other people's stuff. The people who follow this like are really into like Bible verses and whatever. You click one of these people who likes a real love thing and it says dog mom to Percy, boy mom to actual baby boy Henry, living in, you know, from Phoenix, living in Oregon, things like that. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I don't give a shit. You have 200 followers. No one else gives a shit either, clearly.
Oh.
Just like get over yourself and over this Instagram bio. Do you care about Instagram bios?
Well, we're talking about a very specific type of Instagram bio where
it's like they see an influencer who has that and they're like, I'm going to write that about myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm already like, all right, well, it's good for me because I know I'm not interested.
I think at that juncture, you should go private.
Dare, even when they're private, I can see the bio.
You can see the bio if you're private.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's fine. Have whatever bio you want as long as you're private.
You're right. I was really harsh.
No, we're here for it. We get
it. Really? Yes. I felt like I went really hard and you looked shocked, but I knew you were on board.
Well, I just was like, she's going for this. I don't know where it's going. And the specifics were really good. And you painted a picture that was very clear for me.
It's like everyone's trying to prove their happiness in their Instagram bio.
And that's why we have to end the show, because you know what? You proved Instagram. You just explained Instagram. Like, Instagram has made life that.
The ring with at blah, blah, blah. I don't care.
It's reduced life down to you. Like, most of life. Have you seen the movie? I haven't seen it. But have you seen the movie Blue Valentine?
Yes.
So I haven't seen it. I always wanted to. I think it was like too young to go by myself or whatever. But
it's not that old. You were definitely old.
Some situation where I didn't have I didn't have a car. I don't know. And I was like so curious about this movie, the one with Michelle Williams and Ryan Gosling. I was like obsessed.
And so were they.
Roger Ebert was still alive and he wrote a review about it. And it was all about this notion that like the movie is all about this idea that like we just want someone there to witness our life. Like that is like marriage isn't necessarily about like
I never heard that
love or whatever, passion or all of that stuff. But sometimes like the most basic human need besides like food and air and whatever is like I need someone there to see me be human. And I feel like Instagram has done it to us in a way that is ruining our lives.
I agree.
It's dehumanized it and it's made it – it truly puts a filter over this like very basic need we have.
I think that's exactly right. And I think having Instagram is making me insane and I can't wait to get rid of it.
Well, you already got rid of Facebook.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have to be on Facebook because you're off of it. Because most people who message me are like, hey, trying to reach Betsy.
I know. But after this, I feel like I may not have a need for Instagram. Really? Is what I've been thinking.
Do you feel like you need to have it to promote?
Done.
Our stuff? What about like other stuff we do?
I do, like about, like so people know when we make a short film and we're going to a film festival this weekend and everyone's like, that's so freaking awesome. And it, like for the first time I was posting about our movie and I was like, posted the trailer and the poster and everyone's like, this is so freaking awesome. I'm so happy for you guys. And I was like, oh, and there was just like tiny little takeaways that I could actually enjoy of people being happy for us. That felt great. Mm-hmm. But promoting every week, it makes me feel sick.
I know. Promoting this every week is really hard.
I mean, I want everyone to listen, of course.
There's like what I think what people not on this side of it, it's like we're being obnoxious and promoting, but it's like, well, what are we supposed to do with this?
Right. Like, I mean, we've like gotten to a place where, oh my gosh, we're so lucky that we got to host a podcast and literally just rant and make up songs and have people tell us like things are done with. What a great outlet that we're able to like bring these things here. And then we get to bring these people's duns to our podcast and talk about them. But trying to get people to listen. I mean, I think we have a solid following. You guys always message us. It makes us feel so great, so loved. I mean, it feels great to know that you guys are listening. But like promoting for a podcast feels very overwhelming at times. For me. I know everyone's different, but it's like, I want people to listen. Of course I want people to listen to every episode. You want more and more listens every episode. And it's like kind of is driving me a little cuckoo.
Right. Or like when someone's like, sees how much you've been promoting it, and then you have all these like ideas in your head about how the world takes that. And then when someone's like, I see you've been doing a podcast, and you're like, yeah, it's stupid, whatever, I gotta go. I gotta go take a shit.
Because
you're like, oh, I'm the idiot who like, I don't know.
They're not saying, I listen to your podcast, it's really good, it's really funny.
Literally saying, no one's ever said that.
No, they're saying, I've seen you posting about your podcast. And it's like, you're right. And they're like, yeah, so how's that going? It's like, well, what are we even talking about now? Anyways.
But I think to your point, that's what you were saying, is that I think we've both felt very lucky to kind of have this platform to do something, not stupid, but talk about the banal things that bother us because
and connect over them with like thousands of people being like, holy shit, someone whatever chewing on a Subway is annoying the shit out of me too. And it's like such a great moment of relief with you and a stranger.
It never has anything to do with the actual thing. It's always like there's always a bigger issue at hand, and it's always fun to like kind of find what that thing is.
Totally. Well, it's been a great outlet. For me, for you,
for everyone in between, but not for our Duns. I'm so sorry for all the Duns we've offended. Thank you for being game.
I don't know where we've gotten the headspace of battling Duns that have come our way, but we have. And, you know, that's just how life is sometimes.
I guess I think where we're at is it's time to maybe, instead of being done with things constantly, it's fun to accept things radically or be obsessed with certain things. So this might be a good juncture to talk about things that we love.
Okay.
It's been so fun to talk about these Duns and to connect with people and, you know, have a rapport and a dialogue about these things, whether we disagree or agree.
Right.
So, Betsy, should we share some of our final Duns?
We shall. I wish I brought a better Dun, but here we are, Dara. Okay. I'm done with, and I'm so sorry if I'm offending you or anyone, or if I've been at your house and you do this. It's not personal.
Oh my God, okay.
I'm done with people refrigerating tap water and putting it in a pitcher and pouring me a glass. If there's a pitcher of water in the fridge, it better be filtered. I taste the difference. The water from the spout is just fine. It's cold enough, sure. If you're refrigerating water and trying to pass it off to me as filtered, honey, I'm out.
Wow, this is really good. And I feel this is one of the best Duns I think we've ever had because it gets into like a certain subset of people.
And people are like, do you want some water? And they pull it out and I'm like, what the hell is that?
But this is a subset of people that I actually usually like. I feel like they're like they're people that like put thought into things.
I know, Dara, that's the thing.
It's always a cute picture. It's a cute picture. They've thought about, oh, this isn't cold enough for my guests. I'm going to put it in here.
I know, Dara. And I have an extra pitcher, but I filtered it, put it in the pitcher, filled up the other one.
So how do we solve this problem? Education?
Tap is fine.
But just tap, not...
You just have to drink it. Manners are manners are manners. You take what they serve you and you like it. You just have to. But why? Why are they doing that?
So when someone gives you cold tap water that's been in the refrigerator, you feel more disgusted.
It's just like sitting in there sucking up the gross shit that's in the fridge.
That's an insane way to view the whole thing. I know. But no, that I didn't know. Like I'm someone who like would think it's like a good idea to do that.
Dara, we both have dirty ice. We know it's not a good idea. So Lincoln, there's something in there that's making it smell.
I'll drink tap water.
Yeah.
To the death of me. Lincoln won't. So we have famously a massive Brita, which I think is disgusting because I don't know what the fuck it's
soaking up.
All the black little dots.
Yeah.
You Brita fuckers. Those are disgusting.
Why don't I have a Brita? I have a Soma.
What's that? That's the bra I wear. Soma.
No.
Yeah.
Soma is the white and wood one.
And Is this a Zola? Is this a Zola
product?
No,
this is before. You've seen it. My one with the wooden handle, my water pitcher. Soma is just like a type of water filter. And you soak them for 15 minutes and it all releases, like whatever. And so you don't get the black dots. Okay. I used to have a Brita, and they can gross me out. You just have to switch them a lot.
Yeah, right. It's expensive. And it's such a waste. All those filters, all that plastic.
I know, but you can send back.
You can.
But who knows what they do?
Who does that stuff? I feel like you're just attacking a whole subgroup of people who are really good people. Who are trying and who are nice. And wait, let me see this. Oh, this is nice.
You know this.
This is a nice product. The Soma.
It was one of the first things I bought myself in our apartment. And I love it.
What makes it better than a Brita? It's just prettier.
It's just prettier, and who cares?
Yeah, it is really pretty. Good for y'all. That's good for y'all.
And they cost the same amount.
And Brita's like, you can get it Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm going to end my done with a very classic done. I can't believe this hasn't been brought up before.
Okay.
But robocalls.
Okay. So you did go with this.
I went with robocalls.
Well, I've been under attack for 2 weeks now. Hard.
I've been under siege too. It's crazy.
But what is it? So what's the point?
I feel like Reply All has gone into this. Like, companies make money whether you answer the phone or hang up. Like, it's crazy. And they all make it seem like they're all your area code and, like, very similar mm-hmm. to your number. So, yeah. Like, you're like, oh, I'll get this. But, like, now I know, like, the numbers that call me. They call me every fucking day.
Me too.
Everybody. No one's doing anything about it.
So what
it's
do we do?
It's probably Donald Trump's own company. What do? I don't know. We rise. We fight. We protest.
Have you answered lately? Mine yesterday was this. Hello. Hi. We see that you were, applied for a job listing for a truck driver. I was like, oh. And I go, I didn't want this. I don't want you to call me. And then it's just silent. And then they say something else. If you want to be removed from our list, press 1. I'm like,
pressing 1 probably hands over, like, your social security information. All of mine are very fear-based. They're all like, the IRS is looking for you. Call us now at 9114. Like,
I've had that. Mine do that, too.
Your library card is expiring. And I'm like, oh, I have to call. Like, I'm so easily swayed by this
shit. Well, guess who else are? Old people. And guess what? One time, one of these fuckers called my mom and said, we'd like to access your computer. And she's like, they're like, your computer has a virus. Can we access it? And she's like, sure. And she, like, gave them access.
Yeah, of course. You don't get it. Like, because a telephone call back in the day was, like, from the King of England.
But people are working for these companies.
Naughty, naughty, naughty people.
Go and to
we're
hell.
Done with them. Go to hell and don't get your dick sucked while you're there.
No, you don't get that. No. You don't get that. Everyone else there does.
Can I say someone I'm not done with? We talk a lot about things we're done with. Certain things we're not done with. Finally. I'm weirdly not done with Bernie Madoff.
Derek keeps talking about Bernie Madoff a lot.
I tried to bring him up at your shower and no one wanted to hear it. But
oh, I want to hear it. I'm obsessed.
I can't. It's like I'm over murdered. I'm murder fatigued. Like, I can't listen to any more murder content. So now I'm right. Just like all about scams and stuff.
But right.
Yeah. But what, Bets?
I have guess. sorry. I just have to say sorry. But Bernie was a bad guy, and we have to remember that.
No. I'm not like.
But you're just into the story.
Bernie, I'll be your prison wife. I'm saying like the.
Well, he has a wife.
Ruth.
Did they break up?
No, but I'm just so.
Ruth lives near Ryan's parents, and Ryan's mom sees her at the grocery store.
And you're telling me this
I've
now?
I told you this.
I'm done with you.
She sees her at the grocery store. She lives near there.
Is she buying tiny avocados?
She's doing it all. Ugh. I think about, have you seen the Bernie movie? It's really good.
With Al. It's not Al Pacino.
It's not.
Robert De Niro.
It's really good. Have you?
No.
Okay, I watched it very recently, like in the last year.
This is crazy to me that like you.
Also love this story.
Oh, I didn't know that.
My ex boyfriend's dad in the Florida, Boca people.
Yeah, because it was very Jewish stuff.
He was never approached by Bernie. And when I was dating Dan, was really pissed off that Bernie wouldn't ask him to like, do you want to invest in me? He's like, I don't get it. He's like investing in all my friends and he doesn't want me to be part of it. Or I guess this was right after. And he got really pissed off. And then it turns out he was only doing that. He wasn't approaching him because he knew that Dan's dad would figure out that he's a scammer.
Oh, like, yeah. Because it didn't take too much math to figure it out.
But really, like, what he would do was, like, neg people and want you to approach him. Mm-hmm. So he was never like, Dara, I really want to work with you. It was like, oh, I want to work with Dara's friends. And so that you would be like, wait, Bernie, I want to work with you too. And then all of the friends would be, like, up in a, you know, huff trying to get together with Bernie. And then, of course, he didn't work with him. And all of Dan's dad's friends got fucking money stolen from them. And he's like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
It's crazy. It's truly the craziest story in recent history that like we've kind of forgotten about.
And or like how I sad. And well, the thing is, you want to be angry at the whole family. You want to be upset with Ruth and upset with the brothers. Well, because they were scamming.
They're gone. But no, there were
two. One is gone.
No, they're both gone. Bernie's children.
Both boys died.
One killed himself. Mm-hmm. And one died of lymphoma that he blamed on coming back from the stress of all of this. But so Bernie had two like floors of business.
I know.
One was legit.
Well, Kenny, I saw the movie.
And one was illegitimate. And the like the 17th floor, no one really went on except for this crew that was like old school, like using typewriters and shit and like really old school technology to pull off this scam.
Well, I mean, I'm sure this is still happening, but of course, if you're getting paid, he's like paying these people out the ass to keep quiet. Why wouldn't you? Especially if you're like a secretary or like a level, like some level of that where you're like, oh my God, sure. If you fucking pay me $30,000 or whatever not to say anything, I'm going to do it.
For 30K?
I'm just making that number up.
Okay, but thank God.
I just mean to stay quiet. He was giving them a significant amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
And the sons do say that they had they knew nothing about it. What do you think? And what do you think about what Ruth knew? I really don't want to bring Ruth into it, but it's hard not to.
So I think... if anyone had a business degree, like there's a podcast called Ponzi Supernova that I just listened to, which was okay. It was a little too much about like the guy himself. Mm-hmm. He's like, I needed to talk to Bernie to understand for myself, like that type of thing. And right. I was like, okay, dude, like no one cares about you. We'll keep that here, listeners. But it seemed like anyone who knew a little bit about money could have figured it out. And many people knew. Like, there were
What do you mean? On which end?
On every end. And that there were a lot of people besides Bernie. Like, Bernie was almost like the fall guy for these bigger actors.
But clearly not anyone could have figured it out because it went on for so long.
Well, a lot of people knew and were weary of it, but, like, just didn't do anything about it. Like a lot of like no big banks invested in him. No big people on Wall Street invested in him. Like
all private.
Yeah. He went after kind of like unknowing people. And like
totally. That's what I mean.
And
they're like, ooh, and he made them feel like $1 million for wanting to invest in them.
Mm-hmm.
Or wanting to, you know, like invest their money.
And that's an overstatement of like unknowing people, but like people who knew what they were doing didn't invest with him. And that's not to, so there were huge banks like the Spanish bank, like Salamander or whatever. They invested in him hugely, but like it was psychotic of them to do that.
Right.
Like it was just for their own gains.
Right.
And they should have known better.
Well, so you're not done what? Learning? What do you think Ruth knew? You're not spitting it out.
Oh, I think Ruth totally knew.
No, she didn't, Dara.
Yeah, she did. But there's a lot of, like, magical thinking.
I don't think she knew everything.
They were high school sweethearts, and...
You think he said, I'm going to work today, and I can't wait to scam everyone out of their money. And here's your David Yurman necklaces that you like, or whatever.
Well, first of all, you don't need to... whatever.
I know.
Okay. You don't need to have billions of dollars to wear your David Yurman.
Yes.
But she, like, there's some stuff that she, like, made her own deals. Like, she was kind of in on the game a little. And that he went.
I'm sure, but I don't think she knew it was as big as it was, scam-wise.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I could fall for that. Like, if Lincoln was telling me he's running a scam, or not, if Lincoln was running a scam, I'd be like, where the fuck is this money come from? And he would, like, tell me convincingly. I'd be like, cool, okay, buy me this. Buy me some Yurman.
Same.
Yeah.
So watch the movie tonight.
I might do that.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, I'm not done learning about scams. I love them. Okay.
Well, it's interesting, but it's like total manipulation and weird mind tricks.
Mm-hmm.
But people convince themselves of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should see right now in Little People, Big World what Amy's trying to do to Matt. And I'm really not about it. And I'm on Team Matt currently.
Hold.
So is Ryan.
Hold the door.
So is Ryan.
Hold on. What is she trying to do to him?
They might sell the farm because they're divorced and they each have girlfriends and boyfriends that they want to move in with. And she's like, I don't want to live in this big house anymore, which is beautiful and on half the farm. And he's like, okay, well, you kicked me out and I live in this like double wide trailer over here. And she goes, well, I want that now and I want that plot of land now. And he's like, what? Like, you've been living on this plot of land. She's like, well, I want that plot of land now and I maybe want to build a house on it. But I don't know. I'll let you know. He's like, okay, well, we need to figure it out soon because, like, I want to get this over with because, like, we're living in hell. And she just won't give an answer and she's being psycho. He's like, just let me know what you think. And she's like, well, I might want to live over there. I might want to live here. And she's just being annoying.
Little people, big divorce.
It's not good, honey.
Well, I side with her because I know what the shit that he put her through. And if I know anything from what he, how he made his cameo appearance on this show, he, it makes no sense. He's incoherent. He doesn't get how anything works.
Do you know,
works.
I literally just want to get a cameo from him every day. And just like, you have to get me a wedding cameo from him or I'll die.
Are you joking?
And I need in the cameo a spoiler. My not done is really bad.
Let's hear it.
The thing I'm not done with, and I heard it today, I almost shit myself. There's two parts. I'm not done with the recording artist, Pink. And I'm definitely not done with, so raise your glass and think about that. Light up faith. We will never be, never be anything but love. So come on, come on, raise your glass. It's so freaking good. Brings a house down, honey.
She is so underrated as a performing
and
artist.
And her new song that's so poppy and supposed to be so catchy is so damn good. Dara, I could play it 30 times in a row.
She's the Carly Rae Jepsen of now.
Well, she doesn't get enough respect and she has a hot husband and her kids are cute.
Holy shit, my mind is blown. She doesn't get enough respect.
Everyone's like, yeah, okay, Pink, we get it. And it's like, what do you mean we get it?
Yeah, I've been there. But now I'm like, wait, Pink, you've always been
there.
That's
right. And it goes back to her album, Misunderstood, which I had and I got for Christmas.
The code is cracked. Wow.
It's like, give this. I mean, but maybe if I hope... What I hope is that she's like, look, no one's ever going to fucking give me the level of respect that I deserve. And I'm making so much money and I'm happy with that.
What I hope for Pink is that how we're ending the show is, and it's Pink with like an eye turned upside down, right?
I think so still. I hope so. You know,
look, I like my pop stars roots, girl, with some weird fonts, you know, letter, key money, ha, Pink with the eye. I want her to know that she is worthy, she is valued, she is loved, her voice is fabulous. She should honestly move over, Christina.
Oh, bye.
What is she still doing? Is she anywhere or am I just saying that?
I think she's nowhere. And Pink is everywhere. Pink, and what I like is that even if Pink doesn't sound like Pink used to, she's pumping out hits.
That's a really good point.
So I don't know if she's happy, but like... She's still successful.
Think about it. She's been around longer than Beyonce.
What was the first song? When she's in the warehouse, like chasing out the guy.
I have no idea.
You thinking that you won't. What the fuck was that song?
Here. Let's see. There you go. Wait, there's also Slut Like You. I love her. Wait, this one.
Yeah, that's Get the Party Started. No, what about this? This was the first video.
What is it?
There you go.
Oh, let's my God, this is her.
You love me.
This was her? Yeah. I thought this was like Ashanti.
No, when I saw
Holy
that video.
Shit. I'm freaking out. She is insane. Wow, she's a cockroach in a good way.
She's incredible.
This one.
So no, that's raise your glass. So basic at the deep, boom, boom. Okay, and then we'll play the other. Like we'll have a moment afterwards.
Oh my fucking God, Betsy! Thank you for bringing her back in my life.
Thank you guys, and thank you Pink for being from Philly.
Also, if you haven't watched Homecoming on Netflix, you need to immediately. Just
which Homecoming?
Beyonce.
Okay, I thought you meant Homecoming the Julia.
That's on Amazon.
Yeah, it obviously. Is, and I thought you were no. gonna. Yeah.
If you haven't watched Homecoming on Netflix, you need to immediately.
I have to be in the right headspace. Right now, I'm only watching food shows.
I will say this to you.
And I want to be a street vendor in Japan, and you can't tell me otherwise. Or Indonesia, okay?
They won't accept you.
I know they that, will but not, I like
they'll
it.
They'll kick you out.
Now, honey, if anyone knows
what are
it,
you
it's
serving?
Me.
What are you serving?
Whatever they are.
Yeah,
which is worse.
Honey, competition, get out of my way. First of all, you don't need to be in the headspace for Homecoming. It puts you there.
Wow.
That's just my...
The Bernie movie, you have to be in the headspace.
Oh, and I'm clearly in the headspace.
Yeah, that's true. Well, this has been quite a ride.
This Dara. Is Betsy!
I'm happy we didn't make it too sentimental because I am very emotional, as we know.
I'm weirdly, you know. Like, psychopathically not right now.
Not right now, but in life.
I'll feel this later.
Totally. Thank you guys so much for every download, every review, every message to us, every like on an Instagram post. It truly made us feel so good, so much better. It made it all feel worth it. We knew that you guys were listening, and it just, you know, it made our days and weeks, honey.
I've never seen you more emotional.
I'm done now.
Okay, she's done. I second what Betsy said. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Emma, so much.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Alex, Jill, Forever Dog. Emma, thanks for dealing with us every week, and sorry for being psycho. Never.
And we'll read your grievance report later, we promise.
Yeah, we promise. That's all she wrote.
Bye, Betsy.
Bye, Dara. Thanks, Emma.
Bye.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Done is produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Emma Foley. Music by Brooks Allison. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ Forever Dog Team, and liking our page on Facebook.